Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
You know the films. Shakespeare in Love, Good Will Hunting, Silver Linings Playbook. The man behind them, legendary Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
8 women, including actress Ashley Judd, came forward to accuse Weinstein of sexual misconduct.
The Times uncovered sexual harassment allegations that span almost 3 decades.
I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute, and if you want to leave when the guy comes in my
jacket, you can go. Why yesterday you touch my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry, just come on, I'm used to that.
But you're used to that?
Yes, come in.
He just is very dominant, persuasive, does not back down if you say no.
And he's like touching me, rubbing me, and he's like, just relax. And I'm telling him to stop, and he would raise his voice, but at the same time, he kept reassuring me that everything's going to be okay.
One of the most powerful men in Hollywood, brought down by a fleet of women claiming the casting couch is no joke. As a matter of fact, it amounts to nothing more than rape. Of course, I'm talking about Harvey Weinstein, but in a sudden and bizarre turn, a real twist nobody saw coming, is the case against Harvey Weinstein collapsing from the inside like a house of cards. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. I'm talking about the chief accuser of Harvey Weinstein, Asia Argento, now accused of sex assault on a teen boy herself. And it's not just an accusation. There are legal documents, bona fide legal documents, where she allegedly pays off the boy after first meeting the boy when he played her son aged 7. Well, I can tell you who's popping open the champagne right now and dancing in the halls, Harvey Weinstein and his horde of attorneys. But listen to this.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
Embarrassing.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to
be touched. I won't do a thing.
I don't want
please, I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I know, but I don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. 1 minute.
No,
I ask you. Just go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me.
It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
why yesterday you touch my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on, sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me.
No. Bye.
They will call me again. Okay. Sorry. I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy is coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
You are hearing movie mogul Harvey Weinstein begging a 22-year-old model to watch him take a shower. Okay, let me let that sink in just a moment. That's Amber Gutierrez. She told police she was invited to meet Weinstein at his office at the Tribeca Film Center in Manhattan, that he not only touched her inappropriately, that's called molestation, he put his hand up her skirt. When she goes to police, NYPD wired her for this follow-up meeting with Weinstein at a hotel a few blocks away. Okay, should I believe him or my lion ears? Because I know what I just heard. Troy Slayton, L.A. defense attorney, I don't care what business, monkey business, Asia Argento is up to, but that audio recording is not lying, Troy Slayton. Now, how are you going to spin that?
It all will come down to credibility, Nancy, and it seems like Asia Argento was at the height of chutzpah to be accusing Harvey Weinstein when she herself...
height of chutzpah. Question, is that a legal defense? Did they teach you that out in your California law school? Because that's not a defense. Reality check, height of chutzpah. Okay, number one, I don't think you pronounced it correctly. But number two, that's not a defense. As I've told many a jury, even a hooker can be raped. All right. So she did a bad thing. And yes, frankly, she should have probably gone to jail. She should have gone to jail for it. There's no probably in that sentence. But that doesn't mean
she was a sexual
assaulter.
Doesn't
mean Weinstein didn't. You know what? That does not mean Weinstein did not assault her. Bam.
But it will come down to credibility. And with regard to Asia Argento, now it seems that she has lost any with regard to an allegation of sexual assault.
And that is when the theory of similar transactions becomes so important. Now, Slayton, high-profile L.A. defense attorney, is going to argue with me about similar transactions. But everybody listening, if you're listening to Crime Stories right now, you know what similar transactions are. Under our jurisprudence, our system of law, someone's reputation cannot come in to try and convict him. In fact, if you even try to do it, you're going to get reversed and you're going to get to try your case over again. If you're not charged with prosecutorial misconduct for doing it and you don't get it even a second swing at the ball, don't bring in someone's reputation. However, there's a thing called similar transactions. I'll give you an example. I had a guy, I prosecuted the red rapist. He'd always enter in to the home, through a bedroom window. He would always rape the woman in the middle of the night as she was asleep. He had always scoped her out. He'd always leave a red rose behind. And he would wear, I think it was a red scarf during the assault. All right. Fingerprint crime. So to prove one case where the victim could not see him in the dark, I brought in similar transactions of fingerprint crimes that were him based on DNA to prove my case in chief. All right? The same MO, the same course of conduct, frame of mind, scheme, motive, the whole thing. That is why to prove Asia Argento's case, now that she has a credibility problem, you're going to need all these other women. Let's start at the beginning. Alexis Terezchuk, journalist, reporter, RadarOnline.com. In a nutshell, what happened with Asia Argento? Why is Harvey Weinstein doing a little jig right now?
So it has become public that she paid a $380,000 settlement to a young boy who she assaulted when he was 17. And the thing is, a lot of the descriptions about this, they had sex in a hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Marina Del Rey, very fancy hotel, in May of 2013. He was 17 years old. The age of consent in California is 18. So he could not consent to this. He had come to this hotel. She gave him alcohol. She performed oral sex on him. And then they had sex together. Those are the descriptions that are written. So this, if you wonder, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm telling you that this is described to me, this is rape. She raped him in a hotel room. He had brought a family member there. She sent that family member away. This wasn't the first time they met. And she had been tweeting all day about how excited she was to see him because she's known him since he was 7 years old. And he was in her movie, The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things. So they've known each other. She has often been seen on social media writing back and forth with him. She called him her son. Calling herself his mom. So they've had a 10-year relationship. And then this concluded with him in her hotel room all of these years later, 10 years later. So in November 2017, his family hired an attorney and they went to her with an intent to sue, telling her they were going to sue her for this assault. And she worked out a settlement where she gave him $380,000. And the family has said, and the lawyer during these negotiations, that ever since this encounter, he was a very successful young actor in lots and lots of movies over the years. Ever since this encounter, it really dramatically affected him, and that he no longer was the same boy that he was before, and he wasn't booking movie roles, and it had really drastically changed him after the attack.
How old are you?
7 and 10 days. How old are you?
I know the songs 1 through 70. How many do you know?
I know a lot of songs.
What? Damn, you're an idiot. What songs do you know? Sing some.
I am in Antichrist. I am the Antichrist. I know what I thought. I know to forget it. I want this toy to butcher by. I want to be an Antichrist.
You're possessed.
Go kiss this toy.
Okay, that's leaving some people in the studio right now chuckling, but the significance of the clip we just played for you from the movie, The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things, that's then 7-year-old Jimmy Bennett and his co-star John Robinson in the film. 7-year-old Jimmy Bennett is shocking John Robinson as he blurts out lyrics of a song. That's the same little boy that we now learn co-starred with Asia Argento. What we also know, the Italian actress, 20 years older than the boy, kissed the boy, pushed him onto a bed, and performed sex on him according to legal documents. Then there was a $3.5 million lawsuit for damages for intentional infliction of emotional distress, wages, assault, battery. The significance of all this is that a payoff of $380,000 is confirmed in legal documents. Asia Argento, the woman who led the charge on Hollywood honcho Harvey Weinstein, is now accused of sex assault on a teen boy that she met when he was just 7 years old, and he played her son. The Weinstein accuser and Me Too figurehead Asia Argento secretly pays off a former child star who accused her of sex assault. Oh, she's accused of luring the boy to her California hotel room and there sent away his chaperone, gave him alcohol, showed him love letters before assault on the boy, 20 years older than him. The devastation this will wreak on the case against Harvey Weinstein is more than deadly. With me, Dr. Bethany Marshall, LA psychoanalyst, Joseph Scott Morgan, forensics expert, author of Blood Beneath My Feet, Troy Slayton, high-profile LA defense lawyer, and Alexis Terezchuk, investigative reporter with RadarOnline.com. To Troy Slayton, LA defense lawyer, there is some suggestion floating around out there that Harvey Weinstein's camp leaked these documents, these legal documents that have been sealed or kept secret for so long in order to destroy Asia Argento's credibility. I don't know that that's true, but the reality is, even if it is true, leaking those documents are not, that's not a crime. The fact is, if she did this thing, she did it, and the state's going to have to deal with it at trial.
It's certainly not a crime to release it, especially if it's true. And it's not illegal for anyone to publish it. And this case is definitely starting to be played out, well, has been played out in the court of public opinion. And Harvey Weinstein's legal team, if he did release this, that means they're starting to fight back, because any juror has been so affected by all of the media coverage that it would be almost impossible for him to get a fair trial. So there better be some sort of response from his defense team. And this is quite canny, because it shows that his main accuser has her own prior bad acts.
To Dr. Bethany Marshall, LA psychoanalyst, can you make any sense of it, Dr. Bethany?
Well, this shows me how complicated and nuanced the whole issue of sexual assault, sexual molestation is. It's possible to be a victim and to be an abuser. It's possible to be a victim and to be male. It's possible to be assaulted and then to assault. All these things can happen together. You talked about similar transactions. In my field, we talk about psychic equivalence. And what that means is that we're not supposed to see two things as identical that are not. That's a logic flaw. So to say, because she perpetrated a crime potentially or allegedly against this young man, means that she could not have been a victim herself.
Hold on, Dr. Bethany, hold on. There was a $380,000 payout, okay?
Yes.
Now, in my mind, I wouldn't pay out $380,000 unless something had gone on. Now, there is the outside chance that she didn't want the publicity that would result from a trial. However, she and the boy, now 22 years old, have been out and about since this incident.
Mm.
So it's kind of hard to believe that. I don't know what to believe, Dr. Bethany. All I know is what the documents say.
We're saying the same thing. I'm saying,
okay,
it seems to me as if she's a perpetrator, but that doesn't mean that she wasn't also perpetrated upon by Harvey Weinstein. Both can be true. That's
yes,
all I'm saying.
Yes, both can be true.
And what I find very disturbing as a woman, is that she knew this boy when he was 6 or 7 years old. She was in a maternal role with him. She saw him throughout all of his developmental years, and then cross the line. I find that very disturbing for some reason. Harvey Weinstein was never in a parental role with her. So in some ways, I see this as more egregious.
This is what we know. Asia Argento, a Me Too leader, who was one of the very first women in the movie business to accuse Hollywood honcho Harvey Weinstein of sex assault. Her boyfriend, as we all know, the TV star Anthony Bourdain. In the months that followed her accusations against Weinstein last October, following that, Asia Argento arranged to pay $380,000 to her own accuser, a boy actor, a musician, who said she sex assaulted him in a California hotel room when he was just 2 months past 17. She, 37. There's no doubt about it. The age of consent in California is 18. All this according to the New York Times. So after she comes out attacking Weinstein, this occurs. The payoff occurs according to legal documents. How will that affect the case against Weinstein? Women lining up with stories that apparently have been corroborated about rape, sex assault, sexual pressure in order to get a job or keep a job. Take a listen to this.
Take us to the moment that you knew you were in trouble with him.
Well, I had met him in New York previously, and we had been in touch about an audition for a Quentin Tarantino film. And I had submitted it to LA, and then I ran back into him later, and that's when I met with him at the Peninsula, when I had moved to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't know anything about the Peninsula, like if he was staying there. I thought we were meeting at the bar, which we did. And then he told me, okay, we're going to my room now, after a few minutes of conversation about movie roles. So then we go up to the suite, and I realize he kind of like has a place there, and he offers me champagne. And it was very similar to her story, that he just is very dominant, persuasive, does not back down if you say no, and kind of just forced me into doing something I didn't want to do.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but you know, some people hear forced oral sex and they think, how, right? Like how? Did he hold you down? Could you just help us understand that?
I feel like it was a coercive thing, just that he wouldn't let it up, that he that it was just going to happen no matter how hard I refused.
Mm-hmm. And you said no. How did it end? How did you leave the hotel room?
That I left after pretty much he was done with whatever he intended to do. So I just left after, I don't know how to put it, Jen.
Then I went to Cannes in May 2014. And whilst I was there, Harvey Weinstein approached me in the Majestics, in the lobby. It was quite forceful in the sense of telling me to relax, and I think then I started to like get a little bit confused. He took hold of me and pretty much forced me to walk with him to the bathroom, where he stood me in front of the mirror and he stood behind me, and I was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, and he's like touching me, rubbing me, and he's like, just relax. And I'm telling him to stop, and he would raise his voice, but at the same time, he kept reassuring me that everything's going to be okay.
You're hearing sound of actress Cadian Noble describing Weinstein's sex assault on her in a hotel room in France. Joining me, Alexis Tereshchuk, RadarOnline.com, Troy Slayton, L.A. defense lawyer, Joseph Scott Morgan, professor of forensics at Jacksonville State University, and author of Blood Beneath My Feet, and Dr. Bethany Marshall, L.A. psychoanalyst, to Alexis Tereshchuk, investigative reporter, RadarOnline.com. Alexis, this is a very, very bad turn of events for the prosecution. Argento had been one of its lead witnesses, very bold, being very brave, and coming out against Weinstein. The Times has repeatedly tried to get responses from Argento and her reps. They're laying low right now. In the last hours, it has come out that Argento apparently paid off a teen boy after a sex assault on him in a California hotel room. Alexis Terezchuk, let's start at the beginning. What do we know about how this occurred? When did it come out? Why did it come out? I don't think there's a coincidence in criminal law, Alexis. At the time when the state's preparing trial against Harvey Weinstein, and now this comes out.
So it just came out over the weekend. What happened, it took place in 2013, in May of 2013, when she lured this boy to the Ritz-Carlton in Marina Del Rey at a waterfront high-end hotel. This is where the alleged assault happened. They did not come forward against her until 2017. So this is after the Harvey Weinstein news has broken. His attorney came to Asia and said, we are going to sue you for $3.5 million for this alleged assault. She worked out a deal. Now, it has been said that, so Anthony Bourdain was her boyfriend at the time, very involved and very vocal against Harvey Weinstein and the entire situation. He helped her negotiate this deal. He advised her through all of this. She ended up paying this boy $380,000 in a settlement. The thing was, the one thing she did not do is, and it's really becoming no longer enforceable in California, she did not require a non-disclosure agreement. She didn't ask him not to say anything about the situation at all. So now that Harvey Weinstein is about to go to trial, it has come out that this happened. This has become public. Nobody has spoken. Jimmy's attorney has said that he will say something in the next few days. He said, he understands in our 24-hour news cycle that we would like a comment immediately, but he needs a few days to process what he is going to say about something that he says he claims he did not expect to become public.
In October, a month before Bennett sends the demand for money from Argento, the New Yorker published an article by Ronan Farrow that included Argento among 13 women that say Weinstein harassed and or raped them. The timing of everything, of her speaking out against Weinstein, and then right after that, this demand for money from the boy, now 22 years old, occurs. The threatened lawsuit for $3.5 million, the payoff of $380,000, and now, mysteriously, the whole thing is made public. The boy, Bennett, was a child actor, and he wowed Harrison Ford and Bruce Willis. They gave him the nickname Jimmy Two Takes because he hardly ever flubbed his lines. He goes from being a child actor, fast forward to now and today. To Joseph Scott Morgan, forensics expert, I don't see how forensics plays a role in this. It's really all he say, she say, but because of the settlement with Argento and the boy, that lends it credibility. That makes it seem real.
Yeah, I'd agree with you, Nancy. And listen, we take down all the window dressing, the Hollywood window dressing and everything, and what we're talking about here are crimes, okay, at the end of the day. And, you know, let's just say that we had two people in the prison yard. They're both, convicted murderers, and one of the murderers comes forward and kills another murderer. It's still a murder. And, you know, you've got these people that are perpetrating these crimes, male and female, that are out there. And, you know, people want to talk about power differentials and all these sorts of things that go on. At the end of the day, these people are taking advantage of people that have less power than they do. And they're committing crimes, heinous crimes against these people, where they're scarred forever and ever.
You know, to Troy Slayton, high-profile L.A. defense attorney, I am not denying that Argento did this thing and had a sex attack on a boy. All right? Not denying it. When you put witnesses on the stand, you put them up there, warts and all. Okay? As I said earlier, I've had to tell many a jury, even a hooker can get raped. It's happened. It's happened many, many times, and it will happen again. Just because she's a hooker does not mean she cannot be attacked, and that is a rape that needs to be prosecuted and the perp put in jail. Bam. Same thing applies here with Argento. So let me just put it out there. Argento still needs to be a witness, a chief witness at trial, and the state needs to tell the jury up front about the claims against Argento. They should not let one bad apple ruin the case against Weinstein. Let me talk to you about strategy, Troy Slayton. Now, it doesn't matter how these documents were leaked, but I'm curious. I'm curious, Troy, because these documents about the lawsuit, the $3.5 million lawsuit that was threatened, the $380,000 payoff by Asia Argento to this boy, and a selfie of Argento and the boy lying in bed together reportedly were sent to the New York Times by encrypted mail. Encrypted email by an unidentified party. Now, who has the sense and the knowledge to pull off something like that to the New York Times, Troy Slayton? Come on, if it's not Weinstein. And there's nothing wrong with sharing it. There was no confidentiality agreement. They can take out a full page ad. All right, if they want
Nancy,
to.
Nancy, putting aside but, who sent it to the New York Times
that's
first.
That's what I'm asking you. Who has any motive? Who would benefit at all from making these documents public other than the Weinstein camp?
Well, I think
I don't care who did it. If it's the truth, so be it. But I'm curious.
The court of public opinion benefits, and I'm baffled by the incompetence of Asia Argento's lawyers to not include a non-disclosure agreement, a non-disparagement agreement in a $340,000 payout. That seems like malpractice to me. But aside from that, of course, Harvey Weinstein's legal team would have motivation to get this out because all
Let
of the public information is so bad.
I'm telling you something, Troy Slayton. Hold on. Hold the horses. You know what? The state's got a tiger by the tail. Let me just say a fox by the tail, because this Harvey Weinstein bunch, the lawyers, the whole kit and caboodle are wily. They're clever. They're smart. They're sneaky. Hey, everything you want in a defense lawyer, right, Troy? No offense. But they better watch out. They think they've got a great case going into trial with all these women who were very likely all telling the truth. Uh-uh. It ain't over yet. Weinstein can walk, and this is proof.
In 1997, I was raped by Harvey Weinstein. He can. I was 21 years old. This festival was his hunting ground. And even tonight, sitting among you, there are those who still have to be held accountable for their conduct against women. You know who you are.
Ouch. All of that is true, I'm sure. That's Asia Argento at a con speech stating Harvey Weinstein raped her. Alan, cue that up again for me. I want to hear that again because in the last hours, a bizarre twist in the rape cases against Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. When a boy comes forward, a then boy who met Argento at age 7, says she sex assaulted him. Listen to this.
In 1997, I was raped by Harvey Weinstein. He can. I was 21 years old. This festival was his hunting ground. And even tonight, sitting among you, there are those who still have to be held accountable for their conduct against women. You know who you are.
Okay. Has anybody ever heard the phrase, the pot's calling the kettle black? Anybody ever heard that? In other words, Dr. Bethany Marshall, I'm sure there is a very confusing and highbrow term for pot calling the kettle black. Dr. Bethany Marshall, LA psychoanalyst. I mean, there you got Asia Argento, fiery speech at con. And I'm sure everything she said was true. Where
it was true.
Sex attackers must be held accountable. But that would include her, too.
That would include her. And the term I would use is lack of integration. She's not integrating
into that speech.
I knew you'd have a term for it, Bethany. Lack of integration. I'll try that on the twins. John David, you're showing a lack of integration. Okay.
Because you just
go ahead.
Hit your
what
sister.
Now about a lack of integration?
You just hit your sister, and now you're telling me that you're my favorite child, and you're such a good kid. That's not integrating what you did the minute before. And the same thing with her. She's not integrating her past behaviors into that speech. And sadly, her offending style with this young boy is similar to Harvey's against her. You know, there was a power differential. There's an age differential. Nancy, she offered him a role in a film and tweeted about it after she had intercourse with him. So there was a reward.
Oh, wait. What?
She offered him.
What did you just say?
She offered him a role in one of her upcoming films after she accosted him, and she tweeted about it.
Or put
it on Instagram.
About what?
She said that Bennett is going, I forget the exact words, but something to the effect of Bennett is going to have a role in my new film. So there's his reward for having been a victim.
Ooh. Man, talk about casting couch role reversal.
Right?
Alexis Terezchuk, first of all, Alexis, what is she talking about? What tweet? Remember, she, Argento, was 21 when she was raped, according to her, by Weinstein. She was 37 when she abused this boy, according to these legal documents. What, Alexis, is Dr. Bethany Marshall talking about? What tweet?
So basically, this entire day that this alleged assault happened, Asia was on Instagram and Twitter building up to the event, saying, I am so excited. I cannot wait to see Jimmy Bennett. She puts his Twitter tag on there. And then she says, I'm going to be smoking so many cigarettes afterwards. Gross. Then she says she gives him the alcohol.
Okay. Hold on just a moment. Wait. What could you repeat that for me? I need to hear it again to let it sink in. What?
She says, I'm going to be smoking so many cigarettes afterwards.
After tweeting this photo?
After tweeting that she was anticipating seeing him. And then she says, after I see him, I'm going to be smoking so many cigarettes.
Okay. I think I must have my head on backwards, which I've been accused of a lot worse. Alexis, please tell me that again, because this is very important to me and to the case against Weinstein. Start at the beginning one more time. Sorry. Go ahead.
So before, as the day is progressing and she is going to see Jimmy at the hotel, she tweets that she's going to see him. She's very excited about it. And she's going to have so many, going to be smoking so many cigarettes after she sees him, which is a reference to, you know, you smoke a cigarette after having sex because you're so satisfied and the cigarette just makes it even better.
Alexis, what year was it that the alleged hotel rape encounter occurred with her and the boy?
2013.
That's within the statute of limitations. I'd have to look at California law again, but I'm pretty sure it's 7 years.
And the police are looking into it. You're exactly right. They made an announcement. They said this young man did not file a police report. We had never heard of this, but since we've heard of it and it happened in our jurisdiction, our police are investigating this because it is a crime and we want to make sure that crime victims are protected. So this has now become a criminal investigation.
Joe Scott Morgan, forensics expert, they have to investigate it. They have to. And with this tweet that she herself put out there, I'm going to have so many cigarettes after meeting with Jimmy. He is a teen boy in the eyes of the law at that time. And that corroborates what he said happens, along with the $380,000 settlement. And listen to this. For the boy, he sees Argento putting herself out there as a sex attack victim. His lawyer says that was just too much for him to take, and it dredged up memories of his own attack at her hands. Quote, the lawyer, his feelings about that day were brought to the forefront recently when Argento took the spotlight as one of the many victims of Harvey Weinstein. Holy moly. It's all laid out in documents. Joe Scott, what, weigh in.
Hey, listen, like I said earlier, Nancy, it's a crime. That's, you know, and this is the rub for us, you know, that live out here in what would be termed as flyover country. If this were us And you know good and well what I'm talking about. If this were us, just Joe Sixpack, the rules would be completely different. But yet these people are allowed to get away with victimizing people over and over and over and over again. And that's why many of us just hold them in total contempt. You know, that this child, and look, she met this child. When did we say she met this child?
When he was seven. And the heart is deceitful above
and
all
now,
things.
Yeah, all of a sudden, this thing just bubbles up when he's 17 years old. I'm calling BS because I think that she was probably creating this thing in her mind way before this.
Right now, there is a very strong possibility Weinstein accuser Asia Argento is going to be fighting criminal charges of her own. Charges of sex attack on a minor. Alan, cue that up again for me. I want to hear that again.
In 1997, I was raped by Harvey Weinstein. He can. I was 21 years old. This festival was his hunting ground. And even tonight, sitting among you, there are those who still have to be held accountable for their conduct against women. You know who you are.
Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress, a collaboration between Lisa and West Elm. The natural hybrid is made from natural latex, natural wool, and environmentally safe foams. The natural hybrid elevates your sleep and supports. Go to Lisa.com/Nancy to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Nancy.